Hi, it's Beth here, over 65, still talking. It's episode 212, April 10th, 2021. Yesterday, I went to the movies for the first time in over a year, 13 months. So I've got a blue hair review of a movie. I went to go see Michelle Pfeiffer's movie called The French Exit. The name is, well, today people would say ghosting, but a French exit was a term that was used. Let's say you go to a dinner party and you leave early. You don't want to bring attention to yourself, so you have a French exit, which means you just leave. And it's not always rude. This expression was also used in the 1800s in a kind of not good way, where, you know, the French and the English were always fighting each other and always at war. So if an English soldier went AWOL, the English soldiers would say he had a French exit, which meant that he was a coward. So the expression has been around for a long time. And in this case, it's the French exit is that she leaves without talking. The story was good. It's being panned. And they're calling it meandering and all kinds of other things, but so is Wes Anderson, Steven Soderbergh. It's a thing that movies are. And maybe that's all true, but Michelle Pfeiffer looks so beautiful in the clothes she wears. We start off in New York. She was married to a billionaire, and her apartment is amazing. Her clothes are amazing. And she had to dress. She and the wardrobe person worked very hard on creating a look of perfection, but the perfection is 10 years old. It's amazing because you see it and you can feel it. She took exquisite care of her clothes, but she hasn't really bought anything in 10 years. She stayed in her apartment in New York till the money ran out. She lives with her young son. Well, he's not that young anymore. He's in his mid-20s. And his name is Lucas Hedges, and he's been up for Oscars. He is an amazing actor. So that's the story. And she's very selfish, and she's very upset about the money because the movie begins when the money has all run out. And she says this word, insolvent, with four syllables. I really felt sorry for her. And I was touched. You know, she's Michelle Pfeiffer. And she played a 65-year-old woman for us, thank you. And she dresses beautifully, and she's witty, and maybe she's selfish and a narcissist, but she's beautiful. It's like for once, it's not a joke being 65 and a woman in a movie. It's not a joke. She's a force to be reckoned with, and she is exquisitely dressed, and she speaks eloquently. And she smokes. I mean, she's so cool. It's not a bad movie. Like, maybe you don't have to go to the theater and see it. We were there. We were the only two people in the theater seeing this movie. I mean, we have to back her up. If us blue hairs, if us 65 and over don't go and see this movie, who will? And it'll be like, oh, see, I told you. 65-year-old people don't want to see 65-year-old people. And we do. We just don't want to see them as a laughingstock, and she's not a laughingstock. So then they move to Paris. She takes her best friend's apartment in Paris, and she goes with her son. And the photography is beautiful. And the city, instead of like Amelie, I mean, that new one, the girl who's in Paris, Lily, instead of the hyper-fantastic, fun, young Paris, Michelle shows the somber side. And it really comes across. Now, the greatest thing about this is her golden velvet robe. I mean, you know, I've got the Home and Bathrobe magazine once a month. This robe and the way she rocked this robe, it was so elegant. So I totally have to find out where she got it. And people are asking, like it is on the internet. People are looking for this robe. Of course, Michelle's wearing it, but I think I could wear it. I think you could wear it. We could all wear it. It's absolutely beautiful. And the color gold is unbelievable. And actually, Michelle has red hair in this movie, and she can pull it off. So the movie's great. And it gets no stars, like 3, 2. Everybody says it's boring. It's not boring. Like, there's the scene where she's in a little cafe with her son, and they get served cold omelets. And the waitstaff is looking at them with disdain, even though she speaks perfect French and she's dressed beautifully. They know they're American. So she gets cold omelets. They take one bite each, and they're inedible. So she asks the waiter for the check, and he gives her this horrible look of disdain. Just only the French can do it. And he doesn't get her check, and he walks outside to light up a cigarette, and he's staring at her. He's not going to get it for her right now. So I don't know what's happening with this thing. My music is over. Sorry. So you don't need it. So she looks back at him, and she's asked for the check, remember? And the look she has in her eyes is so perfect. So what happens next is she takes out her little atomizer of fabulous perfume from her purse, and she sprays it on the little floral arrangement at the table, and her son is looking at her. This is what he loves about her. And she just looks over at that waiter who's glaring at her, inhaling with a look of, you know what? She takes out her cigarette lighter and lights the flowers on fire at the table. The waiter comes roaring into the room. Fire, fire! They're looking for the extinguisher. And she looks at him and she goes, "May I have the check now?" I mean, that's dirty Harry. Dirty Harry. For girls of a certain age, our age. It's a great moment. It's, you know, why can't she be irritable and a narcissist? Guys are like that all the time in movies. She plays it. And, you know, you can feel sorry for her. Her way of life is gone. She's very generous tipper. I mean, and it was watching this beautiful 65-year-old dressed beautifully, playing a character, and it wasn't a joke. I mean, and people are looking at her like men think she's still attractive because she's still attractive. It's like, wow, I don't know what I'm supposed to not like about this movie. Did it not move fast enough for me? It's a French movie. I'm fine. I can take it. Come on, we've got to support her. I want more of this. Maybe it wasn't perfect. Why do things have to be perfect if they're our age? Everybody's watching crappy movies all the time. This one was put under a microscope. It's so unfair. And so I want you to think about it. I want you to think about giving it some money. Michelle did it. She looks great. She says she's 65. She plays a 65-year-old, not a 55-year-old, not a 50-year-old. She uses the big 6'5", and she rocks it. So come on, let's give her some love. Let's keep it going. Let's get more of these for us. She pushed to get this movie done, and she plays it. So anyway, let's start putting our money where our mouth is if this is what we want. If we want to be seen differently, let's go for it. So I'm giving it 5 stars because she played a character. She played it well. The cast, everybody in it is perfection. Whether the script was a little slow or not, who cares? They did a great job and they showed our life. They showed what it could be like to be 65. She's wearing heels in one scene. I felt like I was at the Super Bowl and she was winning. So I'm really proud of her. Please think about it. It'll be on Netflix soon. But let's just all watch it. I'm going to watch it again. I am grateful. There's nothing like it out there. And wait until you see these clothes. Oh my gosh. It's just, you know, Of course, the character is not so nice. Who cares? Does everybody have to be Mrs. Santa Claus? Is that what we have to be at 65? Or could she be irritable? Could she be talking to her cat? I don't care. There's all different types of 65-year-olds out there. I just like that she was a force of nature. Still. Oh my gosh. So there it is. 5 stars from me. And I'm at the movies. I went to the grocery store today. I went shopping. I'm back in the world. And yeah, Michelle, thank you very much for showing that we at 65 can have really good taste. And she dressed age appropriate. Like if it's classic and it's elegant, it's ageless, priceless, beautiful. So, and her hair wasn't like real short. It was and that robe, that gold and velvet robe. Oh my gosh. Ooh. Anyway, fun movie, girl movie. Don't watch it with a bunch of guys. It's a girl movie, but it's our Lily in Paris. It's Michelle in Paris for us. So give it a chance and I will be back. Bye-bye.